Ezekiel chapter 30. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, Howl, you people, woe worth the day, for the day is near. The day of Yahweh is near. A cloudy day, it will be the time of the heathen. And the sword will come upon Egypt, and great pain will be in Ethiopia, when those who have been killed will fall in Egypt, and they will take away her multitude, and her foundations be broken down. Ethiopia, and Libya, and Lydia, and all the mingled people, and Kub, and the men of the land that is in league, will fall with them by the sword. Thus says Yahweh, They also who uphold Egypt will fall, and the pride of her power will come down. From the tower of Syene will they fall in it by the sword, says the sovereign, Yahweh. And they will be desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities will be in the midst of the cities that have been wasted. And they will know that I am Yahweh, when I have set a fire in Egypt, and when all her helpers will be destroyed. In that day will messengers go out from me in ships to make the careless Ethiopians afraid, and great pain will come upon them, as it was in the day of Egypt. For look, it's coming. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, he and his people with him. The terrible of the nations will be brought to destroy the land, and they will draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with those who they will kill. And I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of the wicked, and I will make the land waste and all that is within it by the hand of strangers. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, I will also destroy the idols, and I will cause images to cease out of Nof, and there will no longer be a prince of the land of Egypt, and I will put a fear in the land of Egypt, and I will make Pathros desolate, and I will set fire in Zoan, and I will execute judgments in No, and I will pour my fury upon Sin, the strength of Egypt, and I will cut off the multitude of No, and I will set fire in Egypt. Sin shall have great pain, and No will be torn in asunder, and Nof will have distresses daily. The young men of Aven and of Pibeseth shall fall by the sword, and these will go into captivity. At Tehaphanes also the day will be darkened, when I will break there the yokes of Egypt, and the pomp of her strength will cease in her. As for her, a cloud will cover her, and her daughters will go into captivity. In this manner will I execute judgments in Egypt, and they will know that I am Yahweh. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month of the year, in the 7th day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and look, it will not be bound up, bandaged up to be healed. No one will put a roller to bind it, to make it strong, to hold the sword. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, Understand that I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and I will break his arms, the strong, and that which was broken, and I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand, and I will scatter the Egyptians amongst the nations, and I will disperse them throughout the countries, and I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand, but I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he will groan before him, with the groanings of a deadly wounded one. But I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh will fall down, and they will know that I am Yahweh, when I will put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will stretch it out upon the land of Egypt. And I will scatter the Egyptians amongst the nations, and disperse them among the countries, and they will know that I am Yahweh. End of chapter.